Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back, everyone. News and Talk 1380 WAOK Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill, and see, that's why I need an assistant. I'm sitting here and I'm dancing to the song, and I just start knock the whole computer stuff. My granddaughter's like, "Grandma, you're a mess. You're a mess." But hey, that's why you get the big bucks, sister. All right. So, right now, who's called in and joined us. I'm really excited about it. Haven't talked to him in a minute, but it's been about a year. And last time he came into the studio, and we had a good time talking about this. I love this idea. And I want everybody to please feel free, call in, ask questions. Tiny houses are very unique, and they have certain criteria that they have to meet. But right now, here to tell us all about what a tiny house is, the tiny house community, and what his plans are for the future. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Mr. William Johnston. He is the executive director, founder, and CEO of MicroLife Institute. Yay.
Hey, thank Mary, you, Mr. Johnston. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good to hear your voice again. I'm so sorry we can't be in person.
You. I know. We had a lot of fun. I enjoyed meeting you and having you in the studio last time.
We did. I think we spent 6 hours together. I don't know. It went by quickly.
Right. All right. So you have really made long strides since the last time we talked. You were just starting.
We have. And, you know, so I'll kind of give you the state of where we are. The development name is called The Cottages on Bond. You can go to our website, microlifeinstitute.org/Clarkston, to see all the pretty pictures, folks who are listening. But we are just wrapping up infrastructure, which we're really excited about. And we are in pre-sales. So how we are approaching how we are doing it is construction loans. It's a different style of, not necessarily different, but it's how we are approaching building these houses. And 7 of them are 492 square feet with a loft, a storage loft, and then one of them is 250 square feet with a storage loft, all on foundation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I do want to make sure your audience understands so many people have different interpretations of what tiny houses are. I know there's been a lot of TV shows. When people say tiny houses, they think wheel-based models. We want people to know these are single-family small homes. Just think of it like that.
Okay.
It is stick-built on foundation, You're going to have all the amenities like a regular size house. You know, we have a nice kitchen. You can see all the layout and design on our website. And we are almost sold out. So we are really excited. We have like one or two more, up for grabs. And I'm actually really excited. Mary, I'm walking the walk and I'm talking the talk. And I'm okay. going to live the life because I'm buying one. So
Are you really?
I am. I am so excited to be a part of this development and community. So come be my neighbor, y'all. It's very exciting.
So, William, let me ask you this question because I want the listening audience to have a clear understanding of this path towards a tiny home. So, okay. Now the way, what I need to convey to my listening audience is that every new development is a work in progress. You make it up as you go along. So I love the fact that these houses are construction loans.
Yeah.
And people can qualify for a construction loan the exact same way they can qualify for a regular house loan.
Yes.
So, okay. Now, at first I want to say, am I correct in conveying to the listening audience that a true tiny home is 500 square feet or less?
Again, not always. So,
okay.
There's different zoning and codes when you cross streets and even the same city. So many states and local municipalities have different definitions. Now, the state of Georgia definition of a tiny house actually is 400 square feet or smaller. So
wow.
the buzzword is tiny house. The reality is it is a cottage or a small home. You know, that's exactly what we are building. Now, when we say we definitely are still in the micro-built environment. So as the MicroLife Institute and as we educate, advocate, do research, pilot projects and events all around the micro-built environment, we consider the micro-built environment 1,000 square feet or smaller because
okay.
it's not the norm anymore. You know, back in the day, back in the 50s and 60s, the average square footprint of a house was like 1,400, 1,500 square feet for 3.5 people. And now it's 2,600 square feet for 2.5 people. So the houses are getting bigger, the families are getting smaller, and we're not adding those different style of options that actually baby boomers, millennials, and people who want to start their lives are looking for. Because, you know, don't get me wrong, we're a capitalistic society. We still need to find ways to make money, and developers don't want to just barely make it with a product that doesn't make sense. So why not build the McMansion? So what we're doing is showing there is a proof of concept with our nonprofit. We are a 501c3, and we want to show that there is a huge interest in using the principles of a pocket neighborhood that's been brought forth by our mentor, Ross Chapin, that there is a way to design and build smaller structures to create and build community using the built environment. So again, there's multiple layers here. It's not just building a house. You know, everyone's like, oh, we need more housing. Got it. But we actually need to take a step back and look at how we interact with each other with these buildings. So we actually aren't, you know, because right now, another thing that America is dealing with is of how lonely we are. We are not building ways for us to be connected to one another. So,
well, that's true.
So how do we, you know, I think realtors, developers, builders need to start thinking about this in their product and in their developments because people need connectivity. I'm not saying you need to talk to your next door neighbor every day, but a wave, a nod, a recognition adds so much more to your life than just pulling into your garage and not talking to anyone. So yeah, Mary, it's been a while, but I'm full of more information and I can't wait to keep talking.
Okay, so here you go. Here's your next question.
Yeah.
The size of these tiny houses. In these houses, because I know that it's not going to take, like, a family of four can't live in it, can it?
Correct. I would say we get couples. We could have a family with a child. That is possible. But I would say for our development, our market is first-time home buyers, professionals, really anyone, and then also retirees. So we have a spectrum of interest. I would say, you know, our average age right now is in the mid-40s, you know, because we did research and we kind of asked, like, what's the smallest square footprint you'd want to live in and what's your income? And we found out that, like, the sweet spot is around 600 square feet. Mary, it is amazing what you can do with well-designed space. So another thing that we try to tell people at the MicroLife Institute, we need to utilize space better. So that's with your furniture, that's with your design, that's with your interaction with your, you know, you can make one room be so functional for you that you don't need a room defined for just dining, just this, just that. So it's really being innovative. Like IKEA has been coming out with some amazing furniture that has two or three uses. So it's things like that that we are really interested in. Because, you know, we don't necessarily need to take up as much space as we do. Now, getting also into the environmental side. Yeah, and getting into the environmental side, we are more sustainable as a group if we build smaller. Like, if we just build regular stick-built homes, no special LEED certification or anything, and just build 800-square-foot homes, they outperform LEED certified homes that are built like in the 2,500 to 3,000 square foot range. So just by size alone, being smaller, because you're using less materials to build and the square footprint to heat and cool, we are, I think, 30% more efficient than anything that is LEED certified. So again, I think
we, makes sense.
The American dream has kind of ballooned to this size that doesn't make sense, because if you have a big house, Mary, what are you going to do? You're going to fill it with stuff.
Well, I had a That's exactly right. I had a big house, and I sat there one time, actually when I started considering tiny houses or downsizing, I had a full basement and four rooms in my house that never got used.
Right.
Never.
You,
I said, this is ridiculous for me to have this amount of space.
You're right. Unbelievable.
All right, so, Mr. Johnson, stay with us, please.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got to go to a break. When we come back, I have a few more questions to ask you about this specific community and then what you have coming up in the future, all right?
Great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 404-892-2703. If you have any questions for Mr. Johnston, please get them in now. Real Estate 101, back after the break. We're back, everyone. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill, and I have the pleasure to be speaking with William Johnston. He's the Executive Director, Founder, and CEO of MicroLife Institute. They are at the tail end of their community in Clarkston. And so, William, here's the this is what I want to ask you, a couple questions, just to clarify in my mind. So, what do you all do about parking? Where's parking?
So parking, again, if you look on the website, we have it laid out. So there are one spot designated per house, and it is on the side. So some of the design patterns of pocket neighborhoods, you don't want parking right next to the homes. It allows you to be a little bit more creative how the houses interact with each other. So each house gets a parking spot, and then we have four visitor spots. And it's on the, if you're looking at the diagram or like looking from above, all the parking is off to one side. And then the houses themselves are in a U shape around a central common green and wooded area.
Oh, I love that. I just love that. All right. So I believe me, I'm no stranger to pre-sales. And I'm sure that your community was under contract and beginning to sell out rather quickly. So you probably have maybe two or three spots left available. And people get to pick their elevation. They get to pick the plan and things like that on their house.
There's not much to pick. I mean, there are like different aesthetics that you're able to choose that we have pre-approved, either one, two, or three, whether that be the interior, interiors as well as, we are going to we have a base color scheme that, you know, is more of that, probably like a darker Craftsman. We're still finalizing colors, but everyone's going to be able to choose their own color for their house, which is going to be, but they all still complement each other. So we mm-hmm. have pre-selected options for people to choose from. We're also partnering, just kind of adding on to that, we're also partnering with, we had a great layout with a landscape architect, and we're adding native edible plants to the landscape. So think berries, think herbs, think fruit trees. So again, you know, we want to think beyond the walls of our homes to build friendships and community within not just the eight houses that are there, but the existing surrounding area of Clarkston. So, you know, again, each house is going to have different herbs in front of it. So I can go over to Mary's house. Say, I'm saying you're buying one, Mary. So I'm going to go over to your house and I'm going to get rosemary and I'm going to get some thyme and maybe have a little chat with you, see how you're, what you're up to, and then head back and, you know, make a nice, lovely steak dinner using the rosemary. So again, we're trying to add ways to connect people and also educate them how to self-maintain. One thing we definitely want, we have low HOA, so there is going to be an HOA because there are common areas like the parking, the common green, and water, you know, the normal HOA stuff, but it's only $100 a month. So we want to keep that very minimal. And we also, but also want to empower the community to be involved in the caretaking. So we are working further with the landscape group to teach everyone how to do the landscaping, meaning how to maintain the flowers, when to water. We do have a water catchment system. All the houses will have rain barrels and be able to water your yards. You're only going to get, like, the average square footprint of your yard is about 1,500 square feet. Minus not the 250 square foot house, but the 492 square foot houses all have about the average is 1,500 square feet for their yard. So, I mean, it is a postage stamp of a yard, but it's still your yard. And so, yeah, we're just encouraging.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I had a huge yard. I had a big yard, and it was a nightmare for me to maintain. And, you know, if my lawn guy didn't come or he was sick or away, right, then I'd get in trouble with the HOA. And believe me, you don't really – I think once people start downsizing and scaling back, they find they need so much less than what they currently have. Even, you know, I've been the past year or so trying to move towards more of a minimalist lifestyle. Yep. And I'm just finding I feel so much freer not having things. It's just, it's really a good mental space to be in.
But it also is a process that you found out, you know, it's hard.
Right.
It's, I mean, when I did my epic quit job and travel 7 years ago, like I got rid of 3/4 of my stuff. And I remember being in the fetal position and crying on the floor. Like, I didn't know why I was crying, but like here, like I was just getting rid of like all these things that I could, because we think accumulated stuff means you have succeeded in life. And we associate success with the things around us when honestly, happiness is experiences and people. So,
right.
So, you know, again, you know, I know we're supposed to be talking about real estate. We're supposed to be talking about, but real estate, it, you know, your house, your home is your base, your life. So you might as well make it the spot that gives you energy and is your respite.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Okay. So we're almost done here at Clarkston. What do you have any plans for the future? What's coming up next?
So we're hoping to announce, you know, with our mission, we're hoping to announce in the next couple of weeks a partnership with another nonprofit that is going to aid a demographic, and that we will be building basically a cottages or a way to help single mothers. So again, we want to use to show that this type of model can be used for all organizations in any way, shape, or shape possible, because utilizing space to help a certain demographic or just get people back to transition to a normal way of life. So we are starting to do more of a specific targeted type of build, as well as we're doing a lot of consulting. So we're being asked to just kind of help people think through their projects right now. Whether that be micro units to also building pocket neighborhoods. We're actually giving a lecture to ULI Oklahoma City in 2 weeks with our mentor, Ross Chapin, about pocket neighborhoods. Because, I mean, again, Mary, small spaces aren't for everyone, you know, and but we think they could be added to the mix of options, of housing options that anyone could buy, anyone could live in. And so it's just kind of banging the drum constantly and getting louder and louder and showing that, you know, we can add creative, innovative housing options to allow more walkability. You know, 5 to 10% of America is walkable, and yet 60% of Americans want walkability in their neighborhood, and they don't have it. They have to get into a car. So how can we retrofit? How can we build better? How can we create those third spaces that people can gather? So it's not your, you're not your home, it's not your work, it's your third space. Where do you go to meet people? And is it walkable to you? So again, you know, MicroLife Institute, we are expanding our ways of advocacy and communication and helping, you know, from rural Georgia. We've been doing a lot of workforce housing education because rural Georgia is suffering. They're having so many issues trying to find the housing for workforce, for people like they're like companies are trying to find areas to come into, but there's not enough housing to meet the salary that they're wanting to bring in that area. And so you look at the different minimum square footprint, the policy, you know, some counties require you to start building at 1900 square feet, which doesn't make sense. And it all comes back to infrastructure and all that other stuff. So, so again, we're just slowly educating people to see how they can be better and bring in more density and innovative ways to build.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks,
William,
Mary.
We appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much for bringing this information to us. Now, how can people get in touch with you, with this community that you have a few left, and then or anything that you might be doing in the future? Give us your contact info.
You can email us at info@microlifeinstitute.org. That's info, I-N-F-O, at microlifeinstitute.org, or check out our website at microlifeinstitute.org, and then click on the upper right corner where it says Clarkston. It's a drop-down menu, and it shows you all the information. If you want to apply, we have partnered with Silverton Mortgage to do our contract, our construction loan. They're kind of our preferred lender right now.
Mm-hmm. I know Silverton, right?
Yep. So, so they they're all right, and they are the ones that are doing getting you pre-approved. So they'll take you through their application process, and once you're pre-approved and you get your proof of funds, you say which one you want, and we're on the move. So
we have
two left. So we would love to get them sold, and we're going to start building in the next couple of weeks. So we're just really excited.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited, too. I'm going to come out and see your neighborhood. And then
maybe
I will be your neighbor.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
You, too. Thanks a lot. All right, 404-892-2703. When we come back from the break, it's Deal of the Decade. It's primarily towards nonprofits, but it may be open to the public shortly. News and Talk 1380, WAOK, Real Estate 101, back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.